at least the way I picture it, you know, I think stout as meaning sort of heavy or fat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you picture? Or do you picture it meaning the same as strong?
I think of strong when you say stout.
Okay, and say someone who's real easy to get along with. You'd say that that person is very...
easygoing.
Okay, any other words?
Agreeable or...
Did you say clever or admirable or pleasant or...
Pleasant, but the others don't come to me very good.
Yeah. What the... Would you say those same words about a horse, maybe, or some other animal?
Clever. I've heard of animals being clever.
But what about meaning that they're easy to get along with? Or...
clever.
Tame, I think of.
Okay.
More.
Would you say good-natured?
Good-natured, yeah. That's a good... usually with animal, you think of a good-natured animal. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And say someone like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs. You say that he's...
gawky.
Huh?
Gawky.
Okay. Any other words?
Say awkward, or... he could be awkward, or...
okay.
I don't
know. Say someone who just keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense. You'd say that that person's just a plain...
idiot.
Okay. Would you use another word? Would you say the word fool?
Well, I don't ever. You could. Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of people do, but I just don't ever use the word fool.
Is that...
well, I don't...
that? I mean, is that...
that's another bad word.
You could.
Okay. Yeah,
like,
yeah, bull and fool. We just didn't get to use those words.
That's another bad word.
Okay. Say someone who never has a lot of money but just never spends a cent.
Tightwad.
Okay. And when you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
Well, when we think of common, and we use common a lot, that means low down.
Mm-hmm.
Mean or trifling.
We think of common.
Trifling.
Low down.
This one.
Just sort of like
trash. Yeah.
I guess.
Uh-huh. No good. Just
right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When you use it about a girl, does it mean any special?
Yeah.
Yeah, it means she's no good. Trash. No good.
But does it have more of a sexual meaning or?
Right.
Yeah, it usually would. It means that she's done all there is to do.
Okay. And say you're talking about an old person, maybe around 80, still does his farm work and, you know, still gets around real well for his age. You'd say that he's quite
active or I couldn't think of a word.
Okay. What about spry or pert or
spry. Spry is what I think of them.
Okay. Spries. Would you use that word about children?
Yeah.
Or does that sound funny?
Spry.
Well, yeah. Spry, I would. I don't know as I would. I don't usually. I usually say.
Spry.
I said it today, but. Well, I can't think what I am used to, but. Live wire. That's what I call kids.
Live wire?
Yeah, instead of saying they're peppy or.
Yeah.
No,
that's
what I call kids.
Yeah,
instead of when they're just into everything, you know, and just never stop
that
live wire.
Okay. And say your children are better than you usually say. Well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Okay, or a little...
concerned, or...
okay. You say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You say you felt...
uneasy.
Okay. And, you might say, well, I'm not going upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Okay. And, you know, there's, say,